With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18
plus. Aside from that, what was the first thing you ate?
I would say after that, I tried the, what was it? It was the, besides the spinach, it wasn't the edamame? No. No, it was the meat?
The soup.
The soup, the miso soup. Oh my gosh, the miso soup was delicious.
It'd be terrible in charades. Yeah. I'm like,
I know.
It's a bowl spoon. Meat? Tacos? Like, yeah. Is it like, tacos?
What is this? We had tacos. Yeah. No, we had, the miso soup, that was really good, miso soup. And, miso soup makes me so horny.
Please cut me out of this entire podcast.
Me so hungry. I should have said that. But.
Darren, get canceled on your own time. I don't want any part of your miso horny jokes.
But I was going to say,
my God.
The miso soup.
Yes, Darren, tell us about the miso soup.
I was...
Everybody listen to Darren Carter. Yeah. We all know he's the party starter. So if you want to listen to a podcast for free, then listen to a pocket party. Pocket party. Durant.
Sorry. Here we go, ready?
Make her dog join the union.
I know. Here we go. Ready?
She laughed.
Ready?
She's cute.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. It's your host, Darren Carter, the party starter, with Mike Black on the Pocket Party Podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Cheers. Hey, we just went to this place next door we talked about in the previous episode. It's called Gayuyaki. No, it's not called that. It's called...
Gyukaku.
And we're going to talk a little bit about it.
It was Japanese barbecue.
Yeah.
Someone over there is clapping. They're clapping about their own stuff.
It has nothing Everyone's to do with doing us. A podcast.
We're all doing there's like 18 podcasts.
Everyone's like, I got to sync
recording
the sound.
In one area.
Yeah.
Were you guys clapping for us just now?
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, so, everyone's clapping. It's a very musical neighborhood. Everyone's very happy.
We're in Burbank, so there you go. Yeah. It's funny. Initially, we're going to do the podcast. We're going to have dinner and then head over to Flappers, maybe, find a green room or something. But they're having some construction and they're having meetings. And
and Flappers is still mad at me for eating all the fish sticks.
So they're like, sorry. So then
you can't have everything. Yeah. You can't.
So I tried, but you can't. I was like, let's find. Do you like fish sticks?
No, I hate fish sticks.
Do you like tater tots?
Don't send me a bunch of fish sticks in the mail or anything like that. Like, okay. No,
he doesn't like seafood
at all. Really, my mom loves it. Send it to my mom. She'll love it.
Is there any seafood at all that you'll eat?
Fish sticks is the closest to what I would eat if I was like gun to my head. Had to eat fish food, seafood.
Yeah.
That's what I would eat, but I don't like any of it. It's just not for me.
It's funny, the first
time... I don't want to gross people out that like it.
Right, yeah.
But I don't like it.
Exactly. Because I think I even told you one time, what about McDonald's fish filet? You're like, no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's like, it's already something you hate, but processed and made like even more chemically and weird,
What was the thing? Calamari. So...
That to me smells like fried licorice.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of it at all.
You know, I guess people love calamari. The first time I ever had calamari, as you can imagine, it wasn't that good. It was at a comedy club in Fresno, California.
No, no.
And it was, no. And I'm sure that French fry grease thing probably hadn't been changed in who knows how long.
This is starting to feel like green eggs and ham, but I don't want it in Florida. Yeah. I don't want it on a plate. I don't want it with a snake. Yeah. I don't want mon calamari at all. What is calamari, actually?
I don't know. It's probably like, I don't know
fish
what
guts.
It is. It's like an octopus type of thing. I don't know what it is. But
see, if someone has to kill an octopus.
I had it years later, and it was flaky and delicious and good, but don't...
Try the ink sack.
Exactly.
No, I don't want that.
Especially in a comedy club in Fresno. It's like, you know, they're not getting the best stuff.
I'm already barely able to eat the things that I like chicken and beef. I think in my heart, I'm supposed to be a vegetarian because I feel pretty bad for the animals usually. Yeah. But I don't want to add anything else. It's like I'm already doing enough... killing basically to stay alive. I don't want to add the ocean to that mix, you know.
Hey, this place is good. Pronounce the name again one more time.
Gyukaku. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I don't have a tongue.
It's Gyukaku, Kaku.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've walked past this before.
I've heard people call it Gyukaku, and it's like, it's not that.
It sounds like a curse word, whatever. That's why I think it's hard for my mind to remember it. It's not like...
You should look up what it means. What does Gyukaku mean?
All right, let's look it up. It's like, you know, when you hear like Benihana, you're like, okay, I can picture Benny. That's a person's name. And then Hana, like, ha, 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 but like, Hana.
I knew a Benihana.
You did?
Yeah, in third grade. And he stole all my GoBots.
What does Gyukaku mean in English? Gyukaku meaning horn of the bull.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. They serve a lot of beef there.
It provides authentic Japanese grilled barbecue dining experience where customers share premium cooked meats over a flaming smokeless grill. Oh, that's true. That was really good.
That is what happened.
We did share it. We did.
Over a smokeless grill.
Yeah. I was a little bit nervous. I don't know if you noticed that. Like,
I did notice, and that was fun. I kept kind of messing with you.
Yeah.
Because you were very worried about the etiquette and the, I even made you fry a few things. What did you think about doing that?
Oh, you're right. That made me, I was nervous.
Grill a few things.
He even made me go back in the kitchen and deep fry some.
Yeah, I was like, that would have been a disaster.
Well, I'll tell you, we sit down at this place and you walk into this Japanese restaurant and it already looks amazing. Just the way that everybody's friendly. They play very pop music, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it's a very... westernized version of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Very easy. Like, welcome. Don't be afraid. Come on in. We're gonna be playing some Red Hot Chili Peppers for you.
They basically hold your hand through the entire open flame grill experience.
Right. And then you sit down, and there's just this empty area between you and your guest, right? So I'm on one side of the table, he's on the other.
There's a circle.
And I was like, what's gonna happen here? Then I remembered, this is where I was like, this is where they're gonna come and grill it.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, they're not going to grill it. We are.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because I had already forgotten, like why we were coming here. I was like,
you were just hungry at that point.
Yeah.
I was like,
And so we sit down and I got some great shots of like the flames coming up, you know, and then they lay out the different meats and
you made the first rookie move that you made was you. You only have so much space to work with on the grill. So the first thing Darren ordered was a bunch of vegetables in a tinfoil thing that took up the entire grill.
Yeah.
And we were like, how long do you cook that? And they were like, 4 minutes on each side. And it's like, when you're starving, 4 minutes is a really long time.
Yeah. Mike told me at least three times, don't eat anything.
I was like, show up hungry.
Show up hungry. Yeah. Wear your eating pants. Let's do, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then... And so we were ready to go. And then it's about the size of a garbage can lid, the stove area. And
we had grilled, what was it, spinach?
Yeah, we started out with spinach, which was really good. I got to be honest, that was one of my favorite things. It was probably because it was smothered in butter and garlic sauce.
Right.
And it was spinach, it was good. You know, I'm brainwashed like Popeye.
Sure,
you know, ever since I was a kid. You know,
Eat your spinach, kids. Get them muscles.
And a speech impediment. And really weird forearms.
And the weird forearms, a speech impediment, and one eye. Yeah.
What was, aside from that, what was the first thing you ate?
I would say after that, I tried the, no, what was it? It was the, besides the spinach, it wasn't the edamame. No, no, it was the meat?
The soup.
The soup, the miso soup. Oh my gosh, the miso soup was delicious.
It'd be terrible in charades. Yeah. I'm like,
I know.
Some bowls, spoon, meat, tacos? Like, yeah. Is it like, tacos?
What does this mean? We had tacos. Yeah. No, we had, the miso soup, that was really good. Miso soup. And, you know, miso soup makes miso horny.
Please cut me out of this entire podcast.
Me so hungry. I should have said that.
But. Darren, get canceled on your own time. I don't want to be. I don't want any part of your miso horny jokes.
But I was going to say,
my God.
The miso soup. Miso soup.
Yes, Darren, tell us about the miso soup.
I was saying again. I haven't had miso soup in like I said probably like 3 or 4 years because all during the pandemic, you know, you weren't. Who's going to make a miso soup at home, right? It was a lot of takeout. During the pandemic, there's a lot of if you're going to go to a restaurant, there's a lot of pizzas, a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah. You know?
So to have something very made intricate that, like that.
Yeah, that you don't have the stuff in your house to make.
Yeah.
What if I made miso soup at home, it wouldn't have been miso at all. It would have been like pizza roll soup or something like that.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls and mustard packets. Like,
So you like this prison soup? I call this the jailhouse soup. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of ingredients from the 99-cent store.
Yeah, and you were like, have you ever had this before? Which I have. And you were like, there's some white stuff in there, and I believe that was tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tofu. A lot of people, you can mess with people that don't know any better and go, oh, that's boiled teeth.
Oh, what?
And they go, what? And they'll freak out, and then you tell them the truth. Or don't. Let them just think they ate boiled teeth.
By the way, that reminds me, I got to do that joke again. My wife one time, she says that I when I hang around people, I pick up their traits.
Right.
And she called me tofu. I say, what do you mean? She goes, you're white and you absorb.
That's a good joke. That's really
good, right? Jimmy, write me some more stuff if you're watching, and I hope you are. But,
next time you eat there, you have to tell them that joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, how am I like tofu?
Yeah.
I'm white and I absorb. I am pretty white. Even on this cloudy day, I'm glad I didn't wear sunscreen.
What was the next thing you ate?
Okay, so after the tofu, after the miso soup, I want to say we had the meat, right? Or the egg rolls.
The egg spring rolls.
The spring rolls. They were so good. They were crispy, flaky, delicious, very hot. You had to wait till they cooled down. They weren't too burnt.
They brought, like anything that they cooked for us, they brought immediately out from the fryer.
With the different sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Because sometimes you'll get egg rolls or spring rolls, and they're too like crispy and gross. These were delicious. They take, and you know what I noticed that they were really good at? Another person would walk by and be like, oh, let me change that grill for you, the top of the grill. They were really good about
keeping it clean and keeping it clean, like,
giving you a new one.
Even if, like, I've burned things there before. You didn't burn anything, which is good news, but, like, I've just gotten distracted and, like, charred a thing up where it leaves big, gross things on the grill.
Yeah.
They'll come immediately and replace it. They don't make you feel like an idiot or whatever, you know, and so.
The thing that when you went like this, I thought you were going to say, and that's the one thing that I wasn't really in the mood for. Not that it wasn't good. I just didn't want it. It was, what was it, cheesy corn?
Oh, cheesy corn, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like it, but I like pretty much anything corn-based, I'll eat, but.
You like my comedy? You like my comedy?
Cheesy corn is basically macaroni and cheese, only instead of macaroni, it's corn.
Yeah.
And it's very tasty, but it doesn't go with everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those things to have early on in the meal or late, you know.
I don't know if you caught that joke. He likes everything corn-based. I said, like my comedy?
I'll take it or leave it. I'll accept.
Like, there's the exception.
I'll accept it. You know,
miso. Miso soup.
Miso corny.
Miso corny. Miso corny.
No, okay. I'm not high-fiving that.
High-fiving. It's the dumbest. I'm going to low-five under the table.
Don't be gross. Don't be weird.
Yeah. That was good. It would be like, because I was eating. I felt like I was eating really healthy. Like this meat that you're. It was almost like we were like the Burbank version of Joe Rogan. You know, we're having like elk meat, except it wasn't elk meat.
Yeah.
We were cooking over a flame, and it just felt really good. And then with the spinach, and I had some broccoli, and And then when I had the cheesy corn, it was good, but I almost felt like, okay,
it's a different vibe.
I'm going to get too full on. It's like,
you know, yeah, you can very easily get full on that.
Yeah. I love mac and cheese, and I'm the kind of guy I can go back for seconds and thirds.
It's very much the kind of thing that, like, if you're not careful, you'll be like, why don't we just get 8 orders of cheesy corn?
Exactly.
And then go to the movies.
You know what? And Mike is really good, man, about, because I probably would have kept going, you know, but I was almost on the cusp of like,
right.
Like I'm full.
I've just done it enough to know,
like, knows.
Clearly I
have
problems with restraint when it comes to eating. But, like, I've done that place enough times that I'm like, I pretty much know that if we get another order, I'm not going to eat most of it.
Yeah.
I'd rather leave wanting a little more than leave. If you leave that place stuffed, you feel gross, you know?
One of my favorite things was, like, was it called the hanger steak?
Mm.
All the pieces that were flat were really easy to grill.
Yeah. And they have, like, a nice, everything there has a marinade, but that one is a particularly good one that's kind of, like, very close to Western barbecue in a lot of ways, where it's a little bit sweet and but also a little bit tangy too.
Yeah.
You know, so I really like the way that one comes already. They have these three different soy sauce flavors that are available for dipping the other stuff in.
Sweet, spicy, and then ponzu. Soy sauce. Yeah, ponzu.
Yeah. And,
how did you discover this place?
I don't remember. I think it was a friend of mine's birthday. And now they're a very popular chain going around, like, all over the U.S. I know there's one in Vegas and a few other places. Mm. And there's, I think, 3 in the Southern California area. I know there's one in Beverly Hills and another one nearby. I forget. Oh, somewhere else here in the valley.
Yeah.
Off Ventura.
It was cool.
And it was a lot of fun. I like that they're very accommodating too. Like, you can eat with chopsticks, but they'll bring you a fork if you want, you know, and, like, they don't make you feel like an idiot if you're not good with those.
I lasted chopsticks the whole meal. So
yeah,
it was good. I was good. I didn't even want to really get, because it was easy enough. You know, you just,
I'm good, like, except and, like, when it comes to rice. Like, I'm not great at getting rice with chopsticks.
Yeah, with the meat, you're just, you know.
Yeah,
that was,
you're supposed
easy
to kind of make like a spoon out of it, but I would try and pick up each individual rice, and that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. You know, I gotta say, for dessert, this is amazing. You know what they had for dessert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell them.
They give you a choice of vanilla ice cream, green tea ice cream, or s'mores, which you'd be like, why s'mores? Well, because there's already an open flame. So he got the s'mores, I got the ice cream.
We got some good video of it too.
Great video of it, and you guys will go look at. I'll either put it on this video or I'll attach it to another video, and you'll see it.
It's a great place. Like, if you're out camping and you out in the forest and you find a gyugaku there, you should go by and get s'mores.
they're actually all around now, these gyugakus, and they play that pop music. It's very inviting.
Yeah. You said you felt nervous when you were working the grill.
Very nervous. Yeah.
What were you thinking about while you were doing that?
I was nervous the first minute because I was thinking how hot it was. I didn't want to burn anything. I don't want to burn myself. And then we're also trying to film it. So I found myself wanting to hand you the phone over the hot flame. And I'm like, that's kind of stupid.
Right.
So then I'm trying to go like this. But you thought I was going to go that way. So then there's a lot of fumbling with
the phone. Well, and you did a funny thing with the s'mores where.
Oh, gosh.
When you do a s'more, this is just a good safety tip.
I haven't had s'mores in years. Yeah.
You let the marshmallow catch fire, then you kind of turn it a little bit so the fire spreads evenly.
Yeah.
And then you blow it out. That's the important part. And then you put it on the graham crackers and everything and slide it out. Darren, I think we have footage of it, did not blow his out. No. He was just putting it down there. And I was like, he's going to burn his hand off if I don't intervene.
Because this is hot marshmallow and you put it down on the graham cracker and then I went like, and he's like, no, you got to blow it out first. And yes.
Yes,
right over there. Uh-huh.
I'm getting mixed up with the other one.
Oh, no problem.
It happens.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Well, Chicks are always hitting
mention
on you.
This is we are filming this at the Story Tavern.
The Story Tavern.
Established way back in 2011. And they make their own ciders here. I'm having the grapefruit cider right now.
This is an interesting day. It's very, it's overcast.
It's overcast in Burbank, but the weather's nice. Nice enough to film outside.
Earlier I was thinking,
good day to do this.
When I thought we were going to do it at the park, I was like, I'll have to get my straw hat and my sunscreen. It was 82 degrees on Easter, on Monday.
Oh, man. It made hunting eggs almost impossible.
They were hunting fried eggs.
Luckily, I'm really good at it. Most of the other people doing it are toddlers, you know, like little kids. I find all the eggs before anyone else even has a chance. I'm the best, and then I like hold up my basket full of eggs, and all the kids start crying, and I feel like I did Easter right, and then I get in my car and leave.
I walked off.
You know how much eggs cost nowadays?
Very expensive.
I win.
Yeah,
because I got like 2 dozen eggs. They're different colors, but they're still good. You can still eat them.
I guess now if someone eggs you or eggs your house, it's a compliment. They're saying that you're like,
loyalty. You're worth it.
You're worth it, my man.
$2.50 an egg or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember I was walking down the street about 15 years ago and some kids threw eggs at me.
Yeah, well, you had it coming. You were probably making fun of the Ninja Turtles or something. What, do you have any idea why they egged you?
I have no idea. I think it was just, they were just having
now,
fun
were you
with it
bald at the time?
I was not bald. I might have been.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Balding.
Because if you looked like this, I would egg you. I would, like, if I saw you on the street and
I
had
like an egg.
Access to a bunch of eggs, I'd be like, throw eggs at that guy.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
In Beverly Hills, do they throw egg whites?
Now, when you were one of the poison boys, did you guys ever egg anybody?
No, did not. That'd be weird. I would have got busted for that because my mom would have been like, hey, I had a dozen eggs in here and now there's like 3 eggs. What'd you guys do with them?
You know, first of all, those of you who are thinking about egging someone, don't use your mom's eggs from the house.
Oh, gosh.
You got to go steal eggs from Ralph's or something.
That's true. What was I thinking?
Like a real gang member.
Some
the poison
eggs.
Boys are like buying their eggs. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're true. We're buying them. We're buying our eggs because my mom would notice that,
do you guys take coupons? Because we have a lot of coupons. What are you guys doing with all these eggs, son? We're making a bunch of omelets.
Oh, I got a question for you. I may have asked this before. We were watching an episode one time of Little House on the Prairie, and Laura Ingalls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name? Laura Ingalls? The mom?
You would know.
Whatever. The mom's name.
Laura
Ingalls
Wilder.
She was trying to sell her eggs to the store.
Wait, sell like
what costs more?
Farm eggs.
Brown eggs or white eggs? What costs more, brown eggs or white eggs, do you think?
My guess would be brown eggs. They're farm fresh eggs, correct?
Yeah. Hens who produce colored eggshells, however, tend to be larger and require more feed and energy to create that painted layer. Since those breeds cost more to feed, their eggs are more expensive. So yes, brown eggs are more expensive than white eggs.
How much is a brown egg now?
Ooh, that's
what's the current market on a dozen brown eggs?
How much are a current market 12 dozen brown eggs? All right. Let me ask the question in a better way. How much do brown eggs cost nowadays? Cage-free, $3.49. Organic cage-free fresh, $4.29 at Target.
Or you per dozen?
Dozen. You can go to Walmart for $2.67, or you can go to Pavilions for $5.99.
This was all a roundabout way of telling you to shop at Walmart.
Yeah. Do you, so you're telling me that you've gone to this Gayugaku, you've gone there before.
Can I ask, you didn't happen to buy eggs, did you?
No.
No. I mean, we're talking about like the current price of eggs.
Oh, it's expensive.
They're
it
expensive.
Is.
I go to the farmer's market. I live in Toluca Lake, so.
Okay.
Oh, farmer's market, Toluca Lake.
Now, are you going bowling after this? Is that what this is for?
I broke my Chris.
Oh.
I missed the ding dong. I was going down the stairs. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I tried to grab on, and I missed peeing into the wall. I broke it in three places. It took me 6 weeks before I realized it's not getting any better.
Wow.
So now you just wear this everywhere?
2 months. Wow. No, this is another injury.
So this is not the first time this has happened?
I broke the wrist 2 months, and I'm like, I'm right-handed. I'm like, gosh, I'm not getting any better, and I'm in pain. I go, and they're like, you have a hairline fracture. Like, what's wrong with you? And
Why didn't you come in and see us? Yeah.
I just have such a high tolerance for pain. I was having back pain.
Wow.
Like, that's really hurting. I better go in. They're like, your back's broken.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
And the guy just goes, oh, just give me a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you do for a living?
I'm in education.
Oh, that explains it. Your high tolerance for pain.
And I think I'm just like in a hurry. I gotta go.
I was like, it's either that or the circus or a stunt woman. One of the three.
Gosh, I wanted to be a stunt woman.
Did you really?
And then I wanted to be a cop. And my mom was like, you're going to kill me. Like, no. I'm the kind who was like, you know, the kids threw me down. I was always a tomboy. They threw me down on a hill.
Yeah.
The bottom had gravel. And when they pushed me, I always have long hair, so the front of my hair got caught in the wheels.
Oh, wow.
So I had major road rash all in my face. And then it got infected, and my mom's like, you can't play with those boys.
Yeah. And your mom was on to something.
And then they're like, you can't play with those boys. They're going to hurt you. So then I wanted to make a touchdown. The touchdown was a brick wall.
Oh.
So then they're like, get out the way. They're going to stop. I put up my knees. So I shattered my knee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's me.
You've done it all.
Yeah, and I'm still living.
Yeah.
Do you have a sticker for her, Darren?
No,
we do a podcast, and we're doing it now. We're just talking about stuff, but you might like it. We just talk about all sorts of stuff. It's two comedians.
I got lots of stuff I can give you guys.
Thank you.
I'll be back.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Do you order it? Yeah. That was
she's led a life.
She's led a life. Yeah. Remember to cheat to the camera. So you were telling me earlier that sometimes you'll get dinner there, and then you go down to the AMC.
Theater. Yeah, they have like Burbank's great because there's like 30 movies at AMC theaters to choose from. So unless you decide you want to see a movie at like 11 at night, you're pretty. It's a pretty safe bet you'll be able to catch something.
Yeah.
And they have that great mall over there. I go, they have like massage people.
Oh, I've seen them.
It's not as shady because it's out in public. It's like a big open thing.
Yeah, it's out in public.
But for...
it's by a merry-go-round.
For a few bucks, they'll just wail on your back. I don't even know if they know what they're doing. They might I think the guy gets a running start and just elbows you in the spine, but it's good. And they have a great food court there.
So it's good. It is a great. I think they call it the Burbank Media Center.
There's a Ross Dress for Less.
Oh yeah,
in there.
Right over there.
So, it's just a fun area. Now at night, in this area, a lot of loose coyotes. So keep the kids nearby.
True.
You got to be careful, and the pets.
You know, it's interesting. My buddy, he's a high end security guard, and he was telling me that. The Pacific Theaters changed the name to AMC, so somebody else took over.
Right.
And he was like, before I could hook my friends up, they were very cool at Pacific, we could use the restrooms there, but now they're very strict at AMC. And
you don't get to use the restroom at all.
He can't use the restroom over there, and then they have such beef that he said they have to hire their own security guards, like AMC.
Yeah.
They don't even want the rest of the complex as security guards.
Yeah, I don't know who used to be running it, but the concessions were awful. The popcorn was like just big like seeds all through it. And like you'd bite into it and it's like, popcorn's supposed to be kind of soft, but it's like, you'd be like.
Yeah, you want it to be a safe experience. You know, I cracked a tooth
I got a hot dog there once that was gray. And I was like, this is gray. And they was like, what color is it supposed to be? I was like, don't you know?
He's like, what color is it supposed to be?
How long have you worked here, man?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, I actually cracked a tooth once on a popcorn kernel.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
bad. Because you think you could just bite down and it'll... No.
Nope.
You too. Thank you. Have a great one. Thank you. Yeah, I remember like that... I had a feeling, and I guess somehow, like when you crunch down, like it made the whole thing collapse. And
right,
and they told me it was a very common injury. You know,
Popcorn
kernels
impact on it. Yeah,
yeah.
because they're very tough when they're not
And popped. Also crispy fries. They said sometimes people will chew a crispy fries that does the same thing.
Oh, you know? I didn't know that.
Like if it's too crispy, you got to be careful.
I guess, yeah. That could be an issue.
Yeah.
I use a lot of ketchup, though, so, and you do too.
Yeah, yeah.
For safety.
Yeah, for safety reasons. For safety reasons. That was a really cool experience, man. I would go here again. I would definitely.
Now you had the ice cream too. You got like just plain vanilla ice cream, which if you were a dessert,
yes,
that's pretty much what you would be.
I'd be vanilla and orange sherbet or something. Yeah. Like the he gave me a joke last time on the podcast. It worked. The one about Thousand Island. I'm the embodiment of Thousand Island dressing. I like that. If I get sunburned, I'm ketchup.
Now, was there what was your favorite of the meats that we got? If you don't know the name, just describe it a little bit.
I would say it was the whatever the flat beef was, because it was easier to cook, and it was really good.
We'll have the flat beef.
The flat beef, it was called the hanger steak, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And I remember it had like the sweet dipping sauce, so it was really good.
Yeah.
The ones I didn't like were the ones that were a lot more cubed, and they kind of mushy in the middle. It tastes like...
Yeah, there was one that was like a rib... But it was very thickly cut, so it was really hard to grill correctly.
It reminded me of when I was a kid, we'd have pork chops, and then like the fatty part of a pork chop, where it's just mostly white and kind of fatty.
That's gristle.
I did not like gristle. I don't like gristle fat.
I could take or leave, but I wasn't really into it today. But there's one that's kind of a little too much like bacon that I was like, I'm not really into this one so much. But. Oh. But for the most part, most of them I really liked, you know.
My wife has made bacon the last couple of days, and it's really good. Like, it's to put it in the fridge, and even cold, you'll have, like, a slice of bacon.
What I liked is that you could experiment. You could try a bunch of different stuff if you felt like it, you know.
You know what? They had three different levels of that you could pay. You get more for, you know, we had the lowest. It was called, what was it called? Like, premium or something?
Yeah, we got the lowest one, and I thought it was... Very, very good.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, the premium one.
You get a lot of food for that. And then,
because
your inclination is like, well, maybe I should get the next level. But it was a lot of stuff that I wouldn't even want this. I forget what it was.
Yeah,
it was
like kinda gross. The upgrade ones were like, if you're really, really into it, I could see.
Yeah.
Like, but like, for me, I can go the rest of my life without eating beef tongue, and I'll be totally
fine. That's
what
I'm talking about. Beef tongue. You know? Beef tongue. Like, I've never had a hankering for beef tongue.
Yeah.
You know.
There's like, I'm sure there's a secret level that they don't talk about where you get like endangered species. Zebra.
Really?
You get like.
You should ask for them.
Komodo dragon. You know.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Gila monster.
I don't think it would be
try some Gila monster.
For some reason, I don't think it would be that good because I keep going back to the basics, you know?
Yeah.
Chicken, turkey, pork, beef.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Are those the basics?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, that's the basic. that's
as basic as it gets.
Basic, yeah. I would love to have this experience with Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, like a fajita bar, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or with anything we wanted. Like, if they're like, oh, you want quesadillas? They bring out a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to... Yeah.
That would be cool if they
you
had,
want a taco?
Like, you can eat Mexican food that was good.
I think you'd get full too easy, though. I would get pretty full.
I wouldn't care. As long as I had a good... As long as it was good.
That's the food
I could have, like, all the chimichangas I wanted.
Oh, gosh.
That lady was, like, a librarian. The way she walked by, she was like,
chimichangas.
What are those rascals doing?
Yeah.
They haven't returned their books yet.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to love going to the library. That was one of my favorite...
Did you call it library?
I used to go to the library. No, the library. I used to love the library. And... The books I would always I love was joke books. I used to love checking out joke books. Did you ever do that?
No, I was funny. I didn't.
Funny.
There were a lot of kids had to read books to be funny. I was just funny. No.
Why did the chicken cross the street?
I remember the books that I really, really liked.
Yeah.
The first ones, they were these big orange books that were just old photos from old movies of different horror movies.
Oh.
And it was like a whole book on Dracula, a whole book on the Wolfman, and all that kind of stuff. And then there was another book that was just biographies of famous people, but for kids. Mm. And so they were very cartoony, friendly looking, like Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr. But there was one that kind of fit with what you're talking about. And it was the story of Will Rogers.
Face that way. I feel like we keep turning like this. We're like,
It was the story of Will Rogers.
Yeah.
I don't know. This has to be awkward for you guys. I'm going to stare at you while we're telling you the story. Yeah. But, he was a famous comedian who...
At a park over there by
in the 40s.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, there's the Will Rogers Institute. He, his most famous quote is...
Don't tell me. Give me a hint.
I never met a man...
I didn't like. No, I never met a man. Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Oh,
it
wow.
I never met a man I didn't like. He performed for the president, making fun of the president. He was like one of the first comedians to do that.
I believe he. And, there's no recordings of him.
There's a lot of recordings.
There
of
is?
Him.
Am I thinking of the right? Oh, I'm thinking of Mark Twain. I'm thinking of Mark Twain.
Mark Twain was alive before they could do that. But
damn it. There was somebody, they said there's no recordings of Mark Twain.
But he was very similar. He was a very, like, family-friendly sort of humorist, but that kind of really put the idea in my head first of like, oh, that would be a cool thing to do. And then they had another book that was called Marvel Origins, and it was the first issue of like 10 of the major Marvel heroes, and it had Stan Lee on the cover with all of them around him, and this was way before that was mainstream or anything like that. And I got to, that was my first real entrance into the Marvel characters beyond Spider-Man, who was like on Saturday morning cartoons and everything. But getting to see their origin and Spider-Man's origin, which was one of the coolest ones, you know, I remember I kept that book for probably a year. Like, I'd read all of them long ago, but I was like, I just didn't want to return it, and I was like, maybe they'll just let me keep it eventually.
Did you have to pay library fees?
Overdue my mom book? Had to pay. I didn't have any money. I was like, I don't have any money. They were like, you owe the school library $5. They were like, no. It's like a nickel each day that it's late. How long did you keep it? I was like, I just really liked it.
Yeah.
And they, and at that point, they were like, my grades weren't great. I was not really like into studying, basically. And so they were like, the teachers at school were like, just the fact that there's anything he's interested in reading, shake it off, like, you know, take the hit on it, you know.
The most popular book in our elementary school was the Guinness Book of World Records. Like, whenever the new one would come out, it was always checked out. There's always a waiting list. Like, we couldn't wait to get the Guinness Book of World Records. I love that book, man. And
Now, have you ever tried for any of the records?
I looked and I thought this could be easy. I remember the, I want to say the world record at the time was 107 pull-ups. And I'm like, oh, I could do that. Yeah. And then you look closer and it was like with one finger. And I'm like, oh okay. Gosh.
Yeah.
It was like, because I think now it's like 4,000 something pull-ups.
This guy didn't even have arms.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, how did he do it?
Yeah. It was like a middle finger pull-up. Right. It's like, how am I going to do this? You know? Or I would like, I was remember in my backyard, I'd be on my swing and I'm like, I really like being on a swing. And I did it for like a half hour once. I'm like, I wonder if this is a world record. Then you look and it's like 14 days straight. I mean, it was always like these crazy, like, how am I ever
going to How did that guy go to the bathroom?
He probably just wore a diaper or
something. How messy was that, too? It was like...
a diaper. Somebody pushed me. Like, well, we're trying to, but we keep slipping on something.
The guy with the stopwatch is like, I'm going home.
This is gross. You're gross, dude. Yeah. All the Guinness books, like I said, they always seem to be beyond reach, you know, especially when you're like 11 and you're like,
I saw a girl, I don't know if she broke, I don't remember if she broke it, but I think she did. When I was doing the nighttime show over at the Improv, we had a lady on who went for the record of most sticks of butter eaten at one time.
Oh.
She really ate a lot of butter. I don't remember if she got it or not, but.
And our buddy Don Barris, isn't he's trying to break a world record.
He's trying to break the most unique t-shirts worn by a human being per day.
Yeah, is that what it is?
He has to do it for like 7 more years.
Has to wear a different t-shirt every day.
Yeah, I'll be long dead by then, but he has to keep going.
He get these different t-shirts?
Cheap that way, Darren.
Oh, sorry. How does he get these?
What are you asking them for? They don't know.
How does he get different t-shirts? Any idea? Like, how does this happen?
I think he probably writes the t-shirt company, hey, I'm trying to do this. You want to help?
Or maybe he just goes to like random, like, these shirts look pretty good. They don't look like they're.
Yeah. You know. You can get t-shirts pretty cheap. Yeah. You just have to wait at a basketball game for the lady to shoot one at you. And
go to Goodwill or something. That's pretty wild. Yeah, that, as far as breaking a record, I remember my son got a Guinness Book of World Record, and they're a lot different now. Before they were, it was like a thick book. Now it's like a big coffee table book. I think they just put the basic ones in there. It's very, you know, picturesque. And my son was looking through it, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, Mom said you were in here." And I'm like, and I actually wouldn't use this as a joke. He really did say this. He goes, my mom said you're the world's most annoying man.
They can't verify that. There's no way.
Yeah, you're not that annoying.
You're probably in the top three.
I'm in the top three, but
I don't know if you're the most annoying
man. It's getting a little chilly out here.
It is. We should probably wrap up soon.
Yeah, let's wrap up soon. Anyways, want to thank
you
guys.
We're almost done with our drinks.
What do you guys think of this? A live podcast. It's we're not on a phone. We're not audio only. It's we're actually here in the flesh on a public
exciting.
Street. This is really cool. I think we have our new podcast studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little do they know. They just opened up a can of worms. This is
we're going to do a whole podcast on that lady's injuries.
Exactly. So you were running up a brick wall. I hope that recorded. I think it did, right?
I hope so. I don't know.
Yeah. All the people walking by and stuff. Anyways, well, thank you guys. If you like this podcast, do us a favor. Go to iTunes and give it a nice rating and a thumbs up or whatever you got to do.
Follow, subscribe.
All that stuff. All the good stuff, YouTube and iTunes. And that's it. I guess that's...
And tell us, if you go to a place that you would recommend, where would you send us to eat?
In the Southern California area, and we'll do it. And we'll do a podcast from there. All right, guys. On behalf of my guest, Mike Black... I'm Darren Carter. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Pocket Party Podcast. Salud.
Do you have cider at other places? Or do you stick with the Oregon cider?
They're real into cider. They're
very into it.
They're going to be a problem for that lady.
For them, it was a decision. It was a decider.
Yeah.
On the cider.
The cider decider is what they call her in her neighborhood.
Everybody listen to Darren Carter. We all know he's the party starter. So if you want to listen to a podcast for free, then listen to the Pocket Party.